Tomorrow is Election Day. A lot of focus has been on the statewide races from governor to school superintendent. Along with the bigger races, all 105 seats in the Idaho legislature are up for grabs this week. Gary Moncrief is a professor emeritus at Boise State University. He studies state legislatures, and he says Idaho is one of a handful of states where the term of office for House and Senate members is 2 years. Despite being constantly up for election, Moncrief says Idaho legislative elections are just not competitive.
Nationally, about 40% of all state legislative races are uncontested. That's an extraordinary number. I mean, basically, almost half, 40% of all seats are not contested by both major parties. That means you've got a lot of safe seats out there for one party or the other. In some states, that figure is even higher. In some, it's lower. In Idaho, it's usually somewhere between 40 and 50% of the seats are not contested. The Democrat is already elected in a few places in Idaho. A lot of Republicans are already elected. There are a few Republicans that have not what I would call nominal opposition. That is, they're being contested by an independent or a libertarian or a constitutional party member, but not by the other major party. So the fact of the matter is many, if not most, elections in Idaho are simply not contested. To say they're not contested is different than say whether they are competitive or not. While perhaps 55 to 60% of the races are contested, most of those aren't competitive. In fact, I've seen data recently that show all the state legislatures in the United States, and Idaho has fewer competitive races year in and year out than virtually any other state. This is just not a state where we have competitive legislative races.
And why is that? Is that because we're so strongly Republican?
Well, I think it's partly that. It's partly that it's a very lopsided state in terms of a party affiliation, very conservative state, very Republican state. You know, a little of it's probably the vestige of redistricting over time. And the other reason is the districts are pretty small in Idaho. There are about 45,000 people in a district, and the smaller the districts, the more homogeneous they tend to be. And, of course, what that means then is that if they're homogeneous, they tend to think alike, and so it's one party or the other. I mean, think about the North End in Boise, for example. It's one of the few really strongly Democratic districts where Republicans rarely have much of a chance there. And if you think about the North End, and it's, you know, there's a kind of stereotypical North Ender that we think about, which is very different than what you think about in, you know, in a district in Rexburg, for example.
And so what are we going to see when everything shakes out after Election Day in the legislature?
I think you're going to see it being not unlike last year. One of the ways to read this is the fact that Brent Crane has now said that he's not going to challenge Scott Bedke for the speaker's position. I read that as meaning he had already counted the votes and didn't have the votes to do it successfully. I'm guessing that means Bedke is likely to become speaker again. So you're going to have that kind of mainstream component of the Republican Party probably in control of the House and probably in control of the Senate. There will be some people that are not going to be going along with the party line, just like we saw last year. I think a lot of it depends on the nature of the issues that come up. A lot of it depends on if Governor Otter is reelected, what kind of leadership he tries to impose upon the legislature this time around as well. I mean, a lot of the factional tussle within the Republican Party is about some specific issues, and it's a matter of whether those particular issues, you know, pop up again. The health exchange, for example, the insurance exchange was one of the key issues there. It's a little early to say, but I don't think we're going to see anything terribly different from last year.
Gary Moncrief is a professor emeritus at Boise State. Moncrief does say there will be a few competitive legislative elections tomorrow. He breaks those races down on our website. Just go to boisestatepublicradio.org.